Mother, now that the king is dying, does that make you friends again?
I suppose so, Louis. We can't hurt each other anymore.
He always frightened me.
Oh, I wish you had known him better. You two could have been such good friends. In many ways, he was just as young as you.
Was he as good a king as he could have been?
I don't think any man has ever been as good a king as he could have been. But this one tried. He tried very hard.
You really like him, don't you, Mother?
Yes, Louis, I like him very much. Very much indeed.
Mother, it's the boat. It's time to go.
Louis, run down to the boat and ask Captain Orton to take our things off.
Yes, Mother.
Several weeks. I do not see you, Mrs. Anna. And now I die.
No, Your Majesty.
This is not scientific. I know when I die or do not die. Chulalongmon, rise. Mrs. Anna, you take notes. You take notes from next king. Well, suppose you are king. Is there nothing you would do?
I would make proclamations.
Yes. Yes?
First, I'd proclaim for coming New Year, fireworks. Also, boat races.
Boat races? Why? Boat races with New Year's celebration.
I like boat races. And Father, I would like to make a second proclamation.
Yes. What is second proclamation? Make it, make it.
Regarding custom of bowing to king, in fashion of lowly tour, I do not believe this is a good thing, causing embarrassing fatigue of body, degrading experience for soul, etc., etc., etc. This is bad thing. I believe you are angry with me, my father?
Oh, why do you ask question? When you are king, you are king. You do not ask question of sick man. Nor of woman. Mrs. Anna, this proclamation against bowing to king, I believe to be your fault.
Oh, I hope so, Your Majesty. I do hope so.